Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. The Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show.
The Nikki Rich Show got over 20,000 followers. Miss Nikki Rich, that's what everybody calling her. 323-580-5749, and you can tweet her online. The Nikki Rich Show got over 20,000 followers. Miss Nikki Rich, that's what everybody calling her. 323-580-5749, and you can tweet her online.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. The Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. The Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show.
My own pump up. What's going on, Miss Nikki? How you doing?
Nothing much. We're so glad to have you here tonight. So many people have really been hitting me up about you, and I'm going to tell you, my social media is crazy.
No, I see, man. I was like, I'm so glad for social network. I was like, I got to hit Nikki. You well over in your followers. I'm like, damn, how do I get that, Nick?
Well, I'm going to tell you, it's because of you. I'm telling you, because everybody, as soon as I say you were coming on, people have really been hitting me left and right.
Well, that means the magic's working. You know, that means we're not living back in the 50s anymore. We doing things.
That is so true. Now, we're here today. I definitely want to talk with you because I got a chance to learn so much that I never knew. I didn't know that you started off working as a production assistant on American Lives and Shelley and so many of I would say production companies as well as film as well as Scary Movie 2. And my wife and kids, I was like, wow, there's some things I didn't even know.
Yeah, no, I definitely, you know, I went to college for a semester and it drove me crazy. I was like, I wanted to be a lawyer, and they said, you know, I thought I only had to do 4 years, and then they told me I had to do about four more just to be a paralegal. And I said, you know what, I'm going to go pick another route. And I moved out to Cali. I didn't really know what I wanted to do, but I worked on Scary Movie. That was my first movie, and I was a production assistant. You know, obviously it was with my family, so nobody wanted to ask me for help. So it became like a learning experience for me and, you know, just trying to work and building that. I got really, really big into production. I learned how to edit, and I took a few courses with all the After Effects and all that, you know, behind-the-scenes stuff, which I really, really liked up until, like, 2003, 2004, where I started comedy.
Wow. And then you also later appeared as yourself in TLC series Trading Spaces. Now, what was that like to play yourself? I can't play myself.
What, in TLC?
Because I know me.
You talking about TLC, Trading Places? Trading Spaces, what was it? Yeah. No, it was an experience. I mean, I think the best thing to do is play yourself. You know, it's like you watch all these other people, and they got to, you know, do certain stuff, you know, like I Am Sam and you know, Denzel playing certain things. And, you know, you watch them having to be different people. And we just watched Philadelphia, and I was like, I don't know if I could have played Six that long. And they just kept the camera on him. So it was real easy for me to just be me. You know what I mean? It's just you got to be ready for the questions and all that stuff.
Now,
I'm going to
tell you, that is major right there. That is major. And I'm going to tell you, another thing that I also learned, that you also performed a comedy set at the Hot 97 April Fool's Day comedy show at the Madison Square Garden. And that place is crazy big. That is huge.
So, it was one of the, I've been fortunate enough, I guess, when I first started, my Uncle Damon took me on tour to a few places when I had, like, one joke. So, you know, that was years ago. But then when I did the Cat Williams tour, you know, we was doing thousands of people. So I want to thank him because he kind of prepared me for that audience. But Madison Square Garden, yeah, my uncles hosted that, and I had to wait for everybody to go up. Jay Smooth, Will Savance, my uncles. Normally you get to open up and then bounce, or, you know, let everybody else, hopefully if you do a bad set, everybody forget about you. But I had to wait until everybody rocked it, and then I went up, and they gave me 3 minutes, and I did five.
That's good, because I couldn't do it. Comedy is on a whole nother level.
Once you get that first laugh, it's a beautiful thing. I mean, you know, the dope thing about doing big places is that you only get to see the first two rows. You know, when you're in an intimate spot, I think that's harder.
Okay.
But you got a better chance to get a laugh, maybe in the top, the nosebleed or something. But you go, somebody gonna like you. But I rocked it. I mean, I taped it and everything. I was like, this is amazing.
But how do you know you're funny? Like, I can tell. I'd be like, okay. that would be so hard. Have you ever had a moment where it was kind of like quiet or still in the room? Can you hear me? I think the call dropped, but we're going to get back to our guest, so y'all keep it locked. It's the Nikki Rich Show. We're live.
Nikki Rich!
This is Dan Brown, the barber, representing BarberLike.com, that Team Exotics Exodus Barbershop. Get a cut, get a cut. And I'm letting you know, you got to listen to my girl, Nikki Rich, on the Nikki Rich Show. You never know who you might hear.
And that's right. We are live here tonight with Shantae Wayans in the building. Welcome back. To everybody that's listening in, we got Ms. Shantae. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay. So they can call in at 323-580-5749 and press that 1. If you press that 1, that will let us know you would like to speak to our guest for tonight. Now, tell us what you're currently working on. We talked about what you've already worked on. What are you currently working on?
Well, you know, right now, I guess this wouldn't be working it on, but I'm going to promote it. July 9th, you know, the Wildin' Out comes out with a new Nick Cannon on MTV2. Right now, I've had a few meetings. I'm writing the script and also working on a web series. You know, just for myself and being able to push those ideas. But, you know, also just trying to get this tour going for, you know, the Shantae Wayans tour for the stand-up in these states.
Talking about, and, you know, with the web series and your tour, we're here just to... And let the masses know that's what it's all about.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's a beautiful, you know, the audience, they get to tell it all. You know, I've had a few little hiccups here and there, just with people wanting me to be a different way. And I'll tell you that I've advanced so much further just being myself. Message out
that's
there.
That's real. Yeah. And you know what else I love about you as well is that, you know, like, in the comedy, what I've seen is it's like a team. They kind of work together, you know, and I see groups and everybody, and they all still doing their thing. They're in the industry, but they still making it happen with other comedians, and I think that's awesome.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's especially dope to have, you know, a family that comes from, you know, such a great background. You know, I have all of them to call. I mean, I go do shows with Marlon and Sean, and, you know, they'll be like, all right, try this joke. And I'll be like, I ain't even work on it. They'd be like, just go out there and try the joke. So, you know, I could always count on them. I could call them anytime. They always give me punch-ups, Damon. It's a beautiful thing to just be surrounded with them. And then, you know, working in this comedy crowd, sometimes you fend for yourself. Sometimes, you know, you get a little click and it works.
Exactly. And I'm going to tell you, ain't that like having that one name when you can just say one name, like Wayans, everybody know who it is.
Or
Shantae, everybody know. You know, you just say one word, Wayans, there you go. Okay.
Right. Right. I've been on Wikipedia for a minute. I was in, like, high school. I was like, hey, how did I get up there already? But no, it's definitely a beautiful thing.
It is, and so we can expect touring coming up and Wildin' Out. Man, that's pretty hot because I know I love watching Wild. I'm so glad that they're bringing it back because it's hilarious, and we need that. We need that laughter, and I love Wildin' Out. And what can we expect from you coming up with that?
Well, Wildin' Out, I mean, you're going to see Shate. You're going to see Nick gave us a chance for all of us, you know, to be out in New York City, which is my hometown. So we did, you know, it's a little raw, but it's still, you know, under the guidelines. So, I mean, you just going to expect me Wildin' Out. You're going to see the side of Shate, side of Awayan.
Now,
that you may. Go ahead.
I say, now, when do it start again?
July 9th.
Y'all
better
get ready.
Yep. Get it ready, lock it in right now. And TV2 is going down.
Yes, it is. Now, you was mentioning touring. Where else can we expect you to be? What, any states? Can we expect a global, any overseas tour?
Oh, we're doing it all. You know, I just got to get my passport together. As soon as I get my passport, I keep getting these calls. I know. I don't know what's stopping me. I keep getting these calls and stuff, and I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm going to get it tomorrow. And then I don't know. But I need it.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. We're going to go to the phone lines. We have callers on the line, and we're going to get you guys. Right now, we're going to take out the time to everybody that's listening, that's just tuning in. You are listening to Ms. Shate Wayan. You can call in at 323-580-5749 and press that 1. And right now, we got the first caller. We got a 317-358. You are on the air. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. Hello, 317-358, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Katie.
What's up? We put a voice to the face. What's going on, Katie?
Hey, yeah, what's going on?
Nothing much. Katie is one of my dear Twitter/Facebook/DM. She's everywhere. She's a great supporter.
I know. I'm just everywhere. Hi, it's good to see. It's good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you too. It's one of those.
Now,
Katie, I'm sorry. This is a personal call right here.
I can't. You're so silly.
Now, Katie, we're so excited that you called in. Now, you got any questions or any comments?
Yeah. Is the Wildin' Out show, is it going to have, like, people singing all different types of music and stuff?
Yeah, we're doing different things. We're going to definitely have some music up in there. And then, you know, Nick put some other games together that is, you know, not about music, but we got jokes.
That's cool. Yeah, it'll be fun to watch it. It'll be nice. So,
No, go ahead. What was you going to say?
I was just going to say it'll be so cool, you know, to see what you guys, you know, like, say about, you know, like, what, you know, how they do their stuff. It'll be fun to watch, you know what I mean?
Well, you make sure you lock it in July 9th. I know you're going to see my tweet, so you make sure you lock that in. And
July 20th is my big birthday, too.
Oh, well, I'm going to have to give you a shout-out, so don't you even worry about that.
I'll be 30 this year.
30? You sound cute.
Yeah. I know. It seems like just yesterday, man.
I don't know if I want to send you Similac or a T-shirt.
I know, right? Before long, you know?
Hey, I can hear your voice in one of those, what's the movies, like Land Before Lost or something, you know.
I know, right? Oh, man, that's crazy.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Yes. What did you say, Shante?
I said, what are you laughing at? Nah, you got anything else, Katie?
Yeah, I was just, wondering, like what your favorite, television shows are that you like to watch and stuff like, these days.
Oh, right now? I love Living Color. Look, I'm gonna name all my family. Pony House. Oh, that's not a picture. I'm a big fan. I actually like Happy Endings, which my cousin is a part of, but I like shows like The Office.
Yeah, that's a good show. I love The Office. Yeah.
Scandal. There's so many shows out there that you can't really, I'm a big cartoon person, too. So.
Oh, man, I love cartoons, too. Yeah, those are fun to watch.
Look, let me tell you, Wayne did.
You said what? Oh, Wayne Head.
You said Wayne Head. You remember Wayne Head?
Of course I remember Wayne Head.
No, I was just saying, do you watch Modern Family sometimes and stuff?
You know what? I have not checked that out, but I've just been watching series on Netflix. So I have not. I heard so many great things about it. I just haven't had a chance to look at it. I'm trying to get famous too, so I can't be watching everybody's TV show.
I know. One of my favorite television shows I like to watch is The Big Bang Theory. You'll love that show. It's so good.
Oh yeah, it is cute. I like all those you that listed. They're all cool. But
you don't like The Game or Second Generation?
I love The Second Generation. I love Happy Endings. Those are my shows, man. Those are so good.
My life is really hilarious. That was my favorite episode when he was
the episode of when my wife and kids when Damien goes
that was my favorite.
If you are listening to this, you have promo. You got definitely people watching the stuff still. That was a great 5 seasons.
That was so funny.
I know. That is hilarious. Man, I love all of those shows. They're so hilarious.
Yeah. Yes. That's the Empire. The Wayans Empire.
I know.
That's what it is.
I know. You guys are the greatest. I love you all.
Well, thank you so much, Katie. I love you, too.
Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you, Katie.
All right.
I'm telling you, we have some amazing listeners, amazing callers that call in, guys. And also, y'all have really, truly tapped into every market I can think of. You got comedy. You got models. Shout out to Miss Summer. Summer Wayans.
We got music, too. You don't know about Shway Wayans. Shway Wayans, a.k.a. Dwayne Wayans. That's my cousin. He does producing. No, Shway. Dwayne Wayans.
Oh,
he does music.
Okay.
He produces. He does videography. He's no learning or anything, just off his brain.
Wow.
We're taking over this industry. That's what we're trying to do. We definitely, we got artists. Yeah. So, yeah, big shout out to my cousin Summer Wayans for doing her modeling thing. She's a beast.
Yes, shout out to her and everybody else. It's just amazing to take it from generation to generation down to generation. I mean, that's everybody look alike. Everybody looks the same.
We should have some Gerber baby Wayans going on. We need to start them down.
Yeah, you can't tell who is who child. You be like, who is that child? Who child is that?
That's what works, though, for me, If you don't know my mom, people ask me all the time, see mother. I'd be like, if you don't know her. They'd be like, who is she? I'd be like, you don't know her. They'd be like, who is she? I say, all right, Elvira. They go, I don't know her. I said that. So I just start naming niggas. I go, same as my dad this week, Marlon, Kim.
Yay.
I just start naming people.
That is so true. That is so true. Now, what else can we expect from you coming up?
Right now, everything is in the making. You know, I hate to talk about stuff that ain't out yet because it's like, you know, everybody got big things happening that ain't happening. But I'm really just concentrating on writing and writing these scripts. I got one script that I'm really focused on, this web series, and I got some sketches coming out. Make sure y'all subscribe to youtube.com/CW All The Way. I'm about to put some stuff up there, but just trying to tap into every area, babe, you know, and get this
most
going.
Definitely. Now, have you ever, you know, thought about, I say, also working with anybody else, teaming up, collaborating with anybody else out there in the entertainment industry that you haven't already?
That's not my family. I would love to work with, I would love to get a chance with Whippy or, you know, Ellen. I'm naming all my favorite people, like Ellen, the Murphys, Dave Chappelle, everybody outside my family. I think working with my family, though, is just, you know, it's so comforting. And so everybody just kind of knows, uplifts and, you know, supports everybody really well. But, I mean, there's a lot of people I want to work with. I just, you know, whatever's fun, whatever's creative, whatever's productive, I want to work with you, you know?
Most definitely. The sky's the limit, too. You know, you went from production to now, you know, stand-up. I mean, that's pretty huge. Having your own shows, Madison Square Garden, that sounds like Jay-Z right there.
It's A, you know what I'm saying? that's what we try to do.
Yeah,
rock,
hey, Wayne, that's what I'm talking
rock.
About. You rock Madison Square Garden. You can't get
like
no better than that.
Might see you on the Disney Channel soon. I'm going to have to talk to Nick about that. Yo, Nick, you got that lineup
going.
Thank
you. Well, put me on there. I'll be somebody's parent.
Oh, you can't play yourself, but you're going to play a parent.
I'll be a parent. Now,
let me hear your best parent acting.
Let me see. I can't do that. Look, I got something for you. No, I can't do it.
Oh, come on, Nikki.
Nah. I can't
you might have been in the web series or the script with me.
Yeah, I might get a job out here while I'm out here in LA.
You know what I'm saying? You know how many followers are following you? I just set you up for
a deal.
One of us could get
in. Yeah, I play one of them parents on, what is it called, like ATL or something. Hey, boo, go get boo Quisha. Tell her to come on.
you sound like Scrappy Quisha, Mother.
Come on, get your stuff.
You got, what's that, Scrappy Mother in this mother life?
One of our past guests, we welcome her back, too. Welcome you back, Mama D.
Mama D. That's she is my favorite. Mama
you
D
heard?
Is my favorite. You heard? She is the real.
You better recognize boy. The
yeah,
prince. He's
that fight
prince
they almost had. Oh man, it's amazing. I can't. I'm trying to think of her best line, but I can't right now. She got so many.
The Prince of Captain Crunch. Crunch Bear.
Right. You watch that shit faithfully. I'm like, call my mom. Like, Mom, why couldn't she be more like Mama D?
Mama D. You heard me. My mama, she just be like, you go on, get them degrees, go do whatever, and you come back, bring me some money. We'll see you when you walk. We'll just see you.
After seeing that episode, I'm so glad for my mom moving me. So we moved every 3 days because she thought the neighborhood was getting bad. So I'm just so grateful for her to be on that level because she would have raised me on that. You heard, I don't know, what would have been going on? I'd have been the Wayans drug dealer. Everybody want a dub. I got that dub.
Yeah, I ain't strong for that. I haven't even rode a bus yet. I ain't strong. I ain't rich.
Be ready. The waves, do I tell you how much money I could wait? It's the waves green.
TMZ, get ready. They got you. They'll be ready for
I know,
you.
Right?
They'll be waiting. They'll
be ready. The waves,
be
I know.
TMZ.
Let me stop. Huh? I know there. You go, I'm going to be a TMZ. What you got there, Shante?
Right there in the audience.
It's my medicine. That's it.
Look, it's legal. Maybe not in this state, but in the other one we just left.
No, I know.
We like, I got my card, but it don't work. It don't work in D.C.
It don't look. No, it don't work in Atlanta. I got, but it say, come on, it say it's legal. Yes, but it says California.
We like, I just flew.
Right.
Out here for a little bit. But we are glad to have you on tonight, man. It's crazy. You know, I love this show because we just have so much fun. We just be wilding out. You done brought the craziness out of Nikki Rich.
No pun intended. Wilding out.
Yes, and you know we got to welcome you back because. You know, I gotta get you and Hashima on. Boy, that would be crazy. Just to
Hashima,
have both y'all at the same time. Oh, my God.
You don't want
us
at the same time. You don't want us at the same time, boy.
That
you can't wait,
so
you don't want us at the same time. No, I don't. That's my girl. I just did a show with her.
Mm-hmm. Y'all be rocking it out, boy, I tell
Auntie
you.
Auntie Shima. Right.
They gotta check out your YouTube too, but I'm telling you, y'all, from last year and this year, them videos are crazy. Especially the one where y'all talk about the guys. They are so funny. Oh my God.
You talking about the one with Hashima in it?
Yes. And there was like one more.
Yeah, there was a lady, Latia in it. I just got to tell you how Hashima was the illest, worst rapper at the table that night. She wrote those lyrics. It took about 7 hours to get that down. 35 chord lights later, Hashima was sitting there humming, and we just knew she was going to kill it. She was like, didn't want to tell us none of her words, just And then she spit, and we was like, "Oh, Shima, really?" But she did her thing. She did her thing. Where it was? She was. You can't tell. She was
y'all
nothing.
Y'all gotta go check it out. They was wilding out.
Check that out.
Yes. Now go ahead and give out your all your links, your web links, and where they can find you and check you out on the web. Let them know. Shante Wayne in the building.
Shante Wayne, let's start off with the newness. I got Vine. It's Shante Wayne. Shante spelled Chaunte. Then you got Twitter, C Wayne. Everything pretty much is C Wayne. My Facebook is C Wayne. Twitter, C Wayne. Instagram is C Wayne. And then YouTube, .com, CW all the way. And I got a website, ShanteWayans.com. I'm just trying to rework the twinks right now. It's not completely up. However, it'll be up by next week.
That's what I'm talking about.
Subscribe, like, and follow.
C-Wayans. And you say you got some T-shirts too, right?
I got some T-shirts, a little logo on it. I got some DVDs. I'm going to have all that up in a sec. Trying to have all types of stuff going.
That's what I'm talking about.
I might have to have you sing an intro for me with that C. Wayans.
Oh, yeah. That would be nice.
She's Wayans.
Like, it's like bone, like bone, bone. And so he'd be like, he wins, wins, wins.
We're going to work on that. You and the team will get together and put something together for me. Who did her intro?
Like, you know, I've been on my biggie mode today, so you be like, I got to think of it. Never mind.
That's all I want to back
on. My biggie mode.
Remember when I used to start her from the bottom? Now it's here. Like my Mickey impersonation.
I'm glad you said that. Now, have you been, speaking of, you're talking about the bottom, have you been checking out those Drake photos? They are hilarious. Oh, my gosh. Did you see them?
I've seen a few, but see, I'm really, I love Drake. So if it's making fun of him.
They're funny.
I love him,
they
though.
Had
this
is
how I was with Jay-Z.
They had him on the train.
Oh, man.
Selling candy.
Why are you doing this? Why are you ruining my chances with
like
Jay-Z, huh? Nah, I didn't see everything. I saw some. But I'm Team Drake.
Well, they still had him shoulder leaning. They said they had him on the Google. You know, like the Google
sign. I'm going to look it up as soon as we get off. I look straight at that.
And the Morton salt. They had him with the umbrella. Now, that was good.
You ain't
why?
Why? You ain't nothing. You know what? I'm going to get Mama D on you right there. No pun intended. Wilding out July 9th.
Well, we're so glad that you came through. And talk with us tonight. Now, do you mind giving us a shout out so we can play in our future shows and everybody can hear across the globe, all 300,000 listeners?
Hell yeah. We got speakers going. You want me to start when I start? How you want it? You want
yes.
the sexy Shantae? You want the. Nah. All right. Yo, y'all make sure y'all lock your. Nope, that ain't right. All right, we're going to do this again. All right.
That sounds like that South Central right there. That's that sound.
That was good.
That's that sound. All
right, all right. It's going down every day, though, right? Or is it just on a...
Yeah, we are 24 hours every day. You could just...
I know. I see so much stuff, though. I see the $30 for advertisement. I see you doing everything. You making aquariums, all this stuff. I'm just trying to figure out what you want me to promote. All right. Yo, what's going on, world out there? Man, you can't be laughing during my intro. Yo, this might work. I'm going to email you the thing. And shout out. All right. What's going on, world out there? Nikki Rich, every time I get into my vibe.
Like you say, Aquarius, I'm trying to stop.
We got it. You ready? All right. What's going on, world out there? This is your girl, Shantae Wayans. Make sure y'all tune in every day. Check out my girl, Miss Nikki Rich, and the Miss Nikki Rich Show. Follow her, Instagram, Facebook. This girl is amazing. You won't be sad.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I'm going to say, look, cut back. Could you say that last part out? I'm going to email you a drop because I'm horrible at this.
I
had to
know,
do 15,000.
That was so funny. That was a good one. Look, it was so funny because you had seen.
I was trying to think of that.
You are crazy.
I'm gonna send you a drop, all right? Yeah. We can get it right.
Oh, God. $30. Oh, my
you
God.
You do
that
everything, though. I'm trying to get on your team.
Yes, now. We can get, we do it all. Website, press kits, press releases.
Cool.
We do it all.
Like, it's just, told y'all, she bad, y'all.
Nikki Rich, the Nikki Rich Show going down every day. Tune in. We got celebs. We got athletes. We got comedians. We got everybody. Garbage men. We got soccer moms. Mama D. We got everybody.
You said Mama D.
Everybody is live with
we're going to welcome my guest back. That's our past guest. We're going to welcome her back.
You're going to get off the phone and go, I never thought about the crayons. I'm going to have to look into
that. Yeah, let me get that. Look, you're going to see me on Instagram with an aquarium, some fish in it.
If I see you tweet anything, I'm unfollowing. If you take an aquarium.
I said, I can't. Oh, God. I can't. My stomach hurting. That's too funny. Oh, my gosh. That is it's been a pleasure having you on because you are crazy. Y'all got to check her out. Wildin' Out, y'all got to check her out on her tour, support, you know, coming to a theater near you, script writing and everything else, production, everything. Starting from the bottom, now we're here.
Yeah.
Well, we thank you so much, and we welcome you back. We got to get you back on the show, Shantae. We might have to have you guest co-host or something.
Hey, well, please get it before July 9th, before the TV sparkles me into this world, because I might not be available. However,
okay.
I would love to be back. I'm blessed with you. I would never do that to you. But not anytime, babe. You just hit me up. Let me know.
Okay.
And I'm there.
All right. Well, my birthday July 2nd. Definitely going to get a shout out then. Alrighty.
Oh, heck yeah, July 2nd, I'm locking it in. Hell yeah.
Cancer's out. Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Nikki, you are
thank
the
you
thank
again.
Thank you so much. Thank
and
you.
Have a blessed night. Be blessed.
You too, babe. Thank you, babe. Have a great
thank
one.
Thank you. All right, and it's been a pleasure. And everybody, you were just listening to comedian Shantae Wayans. Support her movement. Follow her on Twitter. At C. Wayans, you can also check her out. At Nick Cannon's Wildin' Out, you also can, you know, learn more. Google. That's all you have to do. Just learn more, follow, network. The key thing to do is to network with amazing individuals like Shantae. Definitely got to get it in. And I do want to let you guys know, we live here in L.A. We getting it in. We in these streets, honey. We in the streets. But right now, we're going to take a quick break. I see the lines are crazy. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in. Got the lines going bananas right now. We're going to go to Dwell, and this is Robotic Love. You're rocking with the hottest radio station on the planet. You know, it's your girl.
One look. Turns me into your obsession. I program in your love. Breathe in all your affection. Inject me one more time. Wanna feel the rush inside? All up on me, baby. Hit me with that one more time. Give it to me now, give it to me now. Now watch my body back. You bring me alive.
Let's get the blog talk radio.
What are you gonna
This your boy J-O, Prince of the Cabinet. One on earth, know I'm saying, coming out from 706. Yeah, I tune in to Miss Nicky Rich, Blog Talk Radio. You guys tune in, homie, something wrong with y'all. So get with the program, get with us, get rain over. Get with us, get lost, homie. You know what I'm saying? You gotta have the rest up on the way up. This time, y'all tune in, and let's get this thing pop.
Nicky Reed.
All right, it's that time. It's time for our next guest, the second half of the show. We're excited, we're pumped up and ready to talk with Mr. James Lee. So all the listeners out there, you can call in at 323-580-5749. Press that one. And with no further ado, we would like to welcome to the Nicky Rich Show, James Lee. Welcome. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
I'm good. I'm good. We've been getting in today. You know, we've been wilding out.
I see. I was listening. I caught bits and pieces of it.
Yeah. Most definitely. Well, we're glad to have you here tonight. You know, go ahead and let everybody know a little bit about you, where you're from and where you're based out of.
I'm from Belgrade, Florida, which is South Florida. I graduated, I went to South Carolina State University out in Orangeburg, South Carolina.
Bulldogs.
Yeah.
Bulldogs.
Oh yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so,
this is Oh, definitely, man. You know, the Bulldogs, they got to represent. And so I've been, this is my fifth year in the NFL. I've been with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Washington Redskins. And basically I've started my home foundation, Team Lee, the James Lee Foundation. And we're here to inspire and help motivate the kids back in my hometown.
Well, I'm telling you, you working out there. I don't see how you balance it all out. You know, being an athlete, you got the foundation, and you got your just life in general, your family life, you know. You out there working, you making that happen, and you helping others along the way.
I try, man, you know, but I get it done.
How did you come up with your foundation? What made you say, okay, I want to start this? I know there's so many athletes that's out there, and, you know, a lot of people do have their own foundation, but what made you want to start your own personal foundation?
Well, growing up in Belgrade, it's a very small city, and football is very predominant there. A lot of guys have come out of there and went into the NFL. And what made me want to give back was just going home and seeing the young kids getting into violence, getting into trouble, unnecessary trouble. And it was just something in my heart to give back to the kids there. So I initially started it. I started small back in 2009, and then I officially went ahead and did it big back in 2011. And since then, we've been up and running.
That's amazing, and that's awesome, and I know you've been getting great feedback from it. You know, tell us what everybody is saying about your foundation and the people in the community. What are they saying about it?
I mean, the city loves it. I mean, because
okay.
I've basically brought so much to the city. Basically, through my foundation, I do different – every month we do different academic incentives for the kids, either through drawings, through writing, through research, or whatever it may be. And by that, we, at the end of the after the contest is out, we end up picking three winners. So out of those three winners, we give gift cards, signed autograph, either T-shirts, jerseys, balls, whatever. Or we, I get them to, at the time, I was with the Buccaneers, we would actually bus them up to the games, and they would come and watch the NFL games where we would play. So it's been a definite movement, the mayor and everybody. Go ahead.
That's it. I think that is amazing that y'all did that. That's truly amazing.
Thank you. So
that's awesome. I mean, they need it. They need it. What you're doing in the community, because it's not a lot of people that's doing it. It seems like the older that we get, even though we're still young, it's like everybody is straying away from our youth, you know, not really, you know,
right.
Mentoring that. And not only just mentoring, you know how your parents might work, and you just need that extra time, that extra moment of education, or that extra moment, you know, be heard. And sometimes we now don't have that much time. You can barely get
right.
a meal together with your family.
I definitely agree. And, I mean, me and my foundation, we're here to just help these kids. We actually do a mentoring program. But we do boys and girls, so we're trying to basically get it on a monthly basis, but so far we've only done it once a month on one time. So in that setting, we do different groups, come up with different topics for the girls and the boys, and we have different people in the community that's very influential to help these kids and just, you know, come out and talk about different topics that you wouldn't talk about with your mom or your dad or whoever. So it's definitely a good tool to use, and it's been great so far.
Is there a certain age range that you have that you work with or that you normally deal with? Have a limit,
well,
I would say.
Well, the foundation in itself, we do my elementary, middle, and high school. Do the mentoring program, we try to we get either 8th grade through 10th grade. And that because, you know, that's the time the kids are going into teenage years where, you know, they're coming from that kid, and then they're thinking that they know everything, et cetera. So that's the time we can reach out and touch them and make a difference in their lives.
I'm going to also tell you, you know, when mentoring and when working with the youth, sometimes they help us, you know, along the way as well, not just them. You know, whether we older,
definitely.
It can help us. You look at life
definitely.
Differently and see, you know, they can help us, as I would say.
Oh, definitely. I agree.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'm telling you, we got some callers that's on the line as well. And, you know, I'm really enjoying talking to you tonight about this, because this really dear to me. I love the youth. I love the community. And it's truly a blessing to have individuals like you. It's truly a blessing to have individuals like you on the air, you know? And telling your story and how you have, you know, created this platform for the youth, it's truly amazing. It's truly
amazing.
And I'm telling you, I love it. I love what you're doing. And I'm excited about your upcoming event as well.
Definitely. I'm excited as well. It's our fourth year now, and everything is coming on very good. So I think we got two more weeks left, and James Lee Day is here.
We're going to go to the phone lines. I see they're going crazy right now, so I definitely want to go to the phone lines. We're going to go to 980-220. Tell us your name. Where are you calling from?
Hello?
980-200. You're on the air. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, my name is Carrie. I'm calling from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Welcome, Carrie. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
All right. Now, do you have any questions for our guest tonight?
Yes, I wanted to ask him what inspired him to be a part of the community and the mentoring. Were there a life event that inspired him, or he just passionate about working with the youth?
Growing up, I saw generation repeat itself, and I grew up in the generation where it was just a lot of violence, a lot of knuckleheads, and we had some guidance, but it was older men, it wasn't football players, it wasn't the athletes. And once I made it to the NFL, I figured I can have a bigger difference than the dean or the principal, because the kids will respect an athlete over any adult. I mean, it's written where if I can say one thing and I can get an average just black man to come out and say the same thing, they'll take heed to what I'm saying because I can relate to them, versus they'll look at him like, oh, he don't know what he's talking about. So it was that where I just started the program and started doing things, going back, doing different things at the school system, and it just saw it grow.
Well, awesome.
Now, do you have anything else, Ms. Carrie?
No, I do not.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Man, it's like I said, it's truly a blessing, you know, just to have individuals like yourself to come on and just share your story and how you're helping those youth out there. Not only that, they can see that, you're inspirational yourself, because look at where you came from, look where you are now. I mean, that would definitely inspire me. It definitely would. Now, let me know this. Now, if anybody wanted to take part of your organization, where could they go to and check you out?
You can go to my website, which is teamlead.org, or you can email me directly at james@teamlead.org.
And do you have any more social sites as well?
I do. I have Instagram and Twitter, which is 77 Ways, that's with a W, and James Lee on Facebook.
All righty. Now we got to welcome you back. We got to get the update of your event.
Definitely. Definitely, man. We got some good guys coming. We got about 10 to 12 players coming out, and
okay.
I mean, it's going to be a great event. It's like I said, it's our fourth year, so we do the camp, and then also it's James Lee Day. So it's just a day of fun. Everybody's happy, and the whole city is just, everybody's good.
Also, now, before you go, we always ask that our guests give a shout-out to the Nikki Rich Show as well.
Okay. How long does it have to be? How long?
Let them know who you are. You just let them know who you are and shout out the Nikki Rich Show.
Okay. All right. What's up, man? It's James Lee. Hold on one second. What's up, man? It's James Lee, NFL tackle, and I'm here on the Nikki Rich Show, man. Shout out to her, man. Good people. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you for being our guest. We welcome you back anytime, We got to have you back and keep us updated.
Definitely.
And
I'll definitely come back
again
and let you know how the camp went.
That's what I'm talking about. And we just thank you so much. And we welcome you back, all right?
All right. Thank you.
Much love to you. And be blessed as well.
Oh, same to you.
And everybody, you were just listening to NFL player James Lee. You got to go support him, his movement, and his foundation. You can check us out Monday through Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And right now we're going to switch and change lanes right now. We're going to go to some music. And right now we're going to go to Sankofa, the only staff I know. You're rocking with the hot
Classic. To the bottom where it ain't a thing to hit a man. Yeah. When 9 millimeters over 9 milligrams. When I lose, thank the Lord, just to get a chance. Your opinion about us, I could give a damn. What you know about the South, is you so sure? Spit is so pure that this verse could be a brochure. What you seeing on TV could never be me. Molded rims and inches, talking limbs and lynching. Cut from the cloth or the cotton in my granite pick. Work like an amputee, ain't nobody hand me this. I ain't worried once they get past the candy paint and see us clearly. We work from can to cane, three education. School, church, and street corner. Smart brother, keep a small Bible and a heat on them. Three want them, but we get stronger with doubt. Come on home to the South, throw some gold in your mouth.
This the only South I know. This the only South I know. This the only South I know.
We move steady but ready, slow and show.
This the only South I know. This the only South I know. This the only South I know.
We move steady but ready, slow but show. Now that I got your undivided attention, I take it deeper. Overworked and underpaid, and we ain't accepting neither. We're pissing politicians, talking just like the preacher. Don't like it, don't visit, don't want you, don't need you. You ain't worthy of the dirty. Situation's ugly, but the lessons learned hurt it. Grand folks by 30, now surely y'all ain't still talking about our slow tongue. Did you forget where your chick was hit to get your smoke from? So numb, we ain't surprised by the gunplay. Learn the trap from Brandon, selling beer on Sundays. Take me out the South, still the traces in my blood. I ain't talking about a place, still got my raisin in the sun. True South, I'm with church in the cotton field, still singing. For old souls on my family tree, still swinging. No complaints got dealt, then we played the cards. Southern by location, country by the grace of God.
This the only South I know. This the only South I know. This the only South I know.
We move steady but ready, slow but show.
This the only South I know. This the only South I know. This the only South I know.
We move steady but ready, slow but show. Now it's time to make a lasting impression. Middle fingers getting thrown at some of the players that's repping. Probably thought you made it out safe. Go ahead about face. Let me learn you something while they talking about the South ways. Real pros, cars, clothes, trap, beat a rhyme scheme. Rap what you feel, but when it intervene on my cream. Other coast turn a deaf ear from what you left here. Then we gotta clean it up and tell them you don't rep here. I know the ones y'all been seeing been some clowns lately. Alabama start with an A. We trying to down. Raymond, speak honest, even if it sound crazy. With black selling white girls, white girls got brown babies. I would never change it over. Wanna see what I speak? Take a midnight train to Georgia. Say they hard in a lot of things, but it's a dollar scheme. Put my foot in this music like grandmama collard greens.
This the only South I know. This the only South I know. This the only South I know.
We move steady but ready, slow but show.
This the only South I know. This the only South I know. This the only South I know.
We move steady but ready, slow but show. I'm talking
this, this the only South I know. This the only South I know. This the only South I know.
We move steady but ready, slow but show.
pure love from a poor heart. I switch gears on niggas' careers. Used to sleep on upstairs, but now I'm seated in executive chairs. Conversate about money and weight. How to conquer these state war cells. Ain't no love without hate. Strategize from a Malcolm X tape since 78. I realized this was a desolate place. Seen hell through the eyes of a child. Meanwhile, more cocaine coming in piles. More bigger the vows. Took away all the motherly smiles. What's stronger now, the love or the fear? Who's smarter, how the man or the gun? What created the sun? It's a lesson that I'm teaching the young. My truth burn like 151. Let me give him a ruby. Great job. Pure love from a poor heart. It go old school, new school, need to learn, yo. I'm on a new level this year, y'all need turbo. Signed to a major and still can't blow. I'm independent like Castro, getting my cash flow. Chain glow like the last dragon. I've been cracking before Bin Laden. Wars and plane crashing before martial law was brought to Manhattan. We made it off of basketball, cracks and rapping. Only shit promised the life, death and taxes. Therefore, mothers is only left with cash. I'm a child of Israel, so they think I'm Jewish. I hit you ain't see like I'm Lennox Lewis. Still humble as a Buddhist when I do this music. Art of war is the defense, the bad influence. It's the big payback. It's shot in your Maybach ASAP by them young black Geronimo Pratt. We're back. Black poltergeist.
Hey, oh man, Fanny Connect, man. Shrimp. OJ the Jew, man. Hey, damn. All the way from Oklahoma. Back to the day. All the way to St.
I got green dress, lean chair. I got beans tucked down in these jeans. Shit, I got everything that you niggas need. Shit, I got hundreds to a in these jeans.
What up, Jew?
I got beans. Hey, chill. Guacamole in my jeans, yeah. Young Jew, man, I keep them things, yeah. Bodacred working with them bees, yeah. Drop a dude with a dude, all I'm getting money. Oklahoma back to the A, we stunning. Drop a dude with a dude, all I'm getting money. Oklahoma back to the A, we stunning.
My city been trying to get for a minute, so I said it's on
me.
Took my hustle from OKC all the way to Zone 6.
Still keep the green,
lean, clean, gonna get a check.
Yeah, that ain't me.
Got your ribs on each track, got me so hungry.
Like every time you turn that radio on, it's on me. Independent, baby, I ain't rich, fan, still chasing cheese.
Shout out to Magno, OJ, Triller for keeping it real with a Miss LB. Mr. Neck trying to get that skrill every time I wreck, I charge a fee.
I why? Can't live for free, oh no, not hard to leave.
Plus my lines is tight like kids, that's white work clothes from Ed Hardy. Had a few chance for a deal, but not enough meals to take her working. See, so I took my time with my grind before I signed like
I had fucking me.
Green check, lean check. I got beans stuffed down in these jeans. Check, I got everything that you niggas need. Check, I got hundreds stuffed down in these jeans. Check, I got green check, lean check. I got beans stuffed down in these
what up,
jeans.
Man.
Check, I got everything that you niggas need.
Japanese denim, call them rat traps cause I keep cheese in them. Check the tag, can't even pronounce it. Push pack loud like the morning announcement. You know me, the kid keeps an assortment. Got a sweet tooth, keep taking large portions. The wrong lock the jaw, call that law enforcement. Trying to jab and swag, man, we call
what
that
up,
extortion.
Mag, no? Let's take it to Houston, big bro.
Everything, man, including your chick. 10 broads on my SIM card, they nudin' the pics. And no excluding they tits, I'm the dude in the mix. New kicks, a few licks without moving a brick. Through the threshold, I drop a wet flow. Leave your chest cold, start using your Vicks. Popped up, so clean, so bloated, it's a shame. I'm so throwed in the game, hoes throwing me brain. I got an Oklahoma bop, giving top, let her flop.
Magno, you heard?
This is Maris Ali. Bucket full of duckies. Check it out.
If you look in my pocket, he might stir up a ruckus. Bands, no instruments, buckets, no auto. Money, in never fold. Pockets forever swole. Ooh, bucket full of duckets. Ooh, some gon' be lucky. Me and my team like money to the ceiling. If you ain't getting money, get that out the building. Dummy.
I got a bucket full of duckies, and I ain't going back to broke.
I got a bucket full of duckies, and I ain't going back. No, no.
Let me buy my loot pedal to my little friend. I'm a beat little thug. I'm a freak little thug. I bang bitches in leak little thug. But when I finish, I'm a summer on a cheek little thug. And you won't.
We getting money. We should try it.
Up, cause I'm on. You niggas mad that I got it. I'ma do me, nigga, gon' do you. Why the fuck y'all haters clocking my wallet? I grind hard, play hard. Hustling's my day job. I'm real with mine, you can out street. That means you dudes is all fraud. I'm a fly guy, do fly shit. Fly first class, blow kush. That's somehow when I breeze by. That bad chick on me to push. My gear tight, Jews right. I dick him down that long pipe. I ain't really with that drama. Life is a problem, nigga, it's on sight. Go hard, cause I'm on that mission. On my feet, never catch me slipping. Ain't no beef, gotta get this chicken. Get this bread. Why the hell y'all tripping? My money up, so I'm good. My team straight, so I'm good. I never fronted on nobody, so in the hood, I'm good. That cash all in my pocket, rocks all in my chain. I'm out here getting this paper, y'all should be doing the same. I said cash all in my pocket, rocks all in my chain. I'm out here getting this paper, y'all should be doing the same.
I be all up in the bank, I be all up in the bank, I be all up in the bank with the funny face. Pull up in the bank with the funny face. Pull up in the bank. Pull up in the bank. Pull up in the bank with the funny face. Pull up in the bank.
Out here really living life, different country, different money. The haters gotta keep their distance from me. Middle finger, all y'all getting from me. Bad bitches with kisses for me. Tight how they keep kicking for me. Customs what be threaded on me, but I go let y'all tailor for me. We in new ride, you side watching options, got none. Now that's what I call a drive by, and y'all stay where we fly by. Duffel bag, something like shot whenever we land flight. Damn right, this make you sick, ain't ya? Shit gangster, this ain't your basic. This just for play shit. What you make, we play with. That spend your life in a day shit. That this is what you ain't shit. That KKKKK mix. Okay, KKKKK
bitch. Everything's fresh from my sneaks to my fitted. I could put you on, I could show you how to get it. Don't get mad, nah, you should get with it. Got a bunch of bad bitches and they all try and get it. I be
all up in the bank.
You make it look easy.
So
easy. I be told you.
All up in the bank,
yeah.
With the funny face.
So you can get money with us, or we can get money without you. I like the second option.
That's what we do.
All up in the bank.
I be
all up
in the bank with the funny face. All up in the bank.
I be
all up in the bank.
I be
all up in the bank with the funny face.
We'll be right back.
I got the juice that I rock. And whip the hottest car on the block. Don't love me cause you hear this nigga spitting it hot. You should love me for the time I spent up in your spot. I've been with you through the good and the bad. I'm still here. And all I wanna know is what you feel real here. Like is it just the front? You really don't care. But loving when you get me in the mother chick's head. Like if I had a banked out whip, now would you ride? Now would you still love me if I had a little job and made a little money just enough to get me by? Or would you play games like seeing every other guy? Now don't front for me, just let a nigga know. Is it the love, the fame, or you see I got dough? So just be real, tell me what you want. We both grown, ain't no need to front, just talk to me.
If I had nothing but love for you, baby,
gotta ask what I got her. She want everything, like from the Gucci to the Prada, Chanel to LV. She won't get it from me. I never spoil a chick, you gotta earn yours. Unless you my baby mom, and then it's open doors. I'd rather chill with you than chill with my boys. But when we together, it's money that you ask for. Now why everything just gotta be about dough? You tryna juice a nigga like Hush don't.
On the planet, it's the Nikki Rich Show. We got Gianni CJ in the building. Welcome to the hottest radio station, Gianni.
Yo, what's going on, Nikki Rich? How are you doing this evening?
Good. We glad to have you in the house, partner in crime.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's always a good time on the Nikki Rich Show. You know, it's always a pleasure and a blessing to be in your presence.
Most definitely. Now, Gianni, go ahead and give out your information. You want our radio host on Wednesdays, so let them know.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, you guys, you're tuning in right now. My name is Gianni. I go by the name of Gianni CJ Valentino, celebrity fashion stylist, PR Zen planner, all-around guy. You know, you guys can follow my Zen, follow my movement on Twitter via Gianni CJ. You know, look me up on Instagram at GianniVD1610. Check me out. We have a lot of great things coming along, you know, you guys. So for all you artists, vendors, independent designers, upcoming stylists, you know, it's positive. The movement is very positive. So, you know, and I'm welcoming everyone to come on, you know, be on board and, you know, just looking to reach out for everyone that's coming up, you know, because we got to make a way out here. You know what I mean, Nikki Rich?
That's real. That's real. Well, we just thank you, Gianni, for calling in to the hottest radio station. We are winding it down here tonight. I want everybody to follow me on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich, as well as on Instagram at Miss Nikki Rich and NikkiRichShow.com. You can find me there and definitely hit us up. You can hit us up at 818-533-1723. Much love to you. And we thank
That's
you again, fine. And Gianni, you want to end out the show first time on the Nikki Rich Show?
Yes, what's up, folks? It's your boy Gianni Valentino on the Nikki Rich Show, holding it down, live from Hollywood, California. Hope to see you guys soon, live. You know, let's end this thing by saying much love and success. And end this thing by saying, God bless.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about, Gianni. Gianni.
You know, I have to wing it. You know, I got it. All right, there it is. Boom. Bumcat. You know, I got to add the whole flavor. You know, you got to set your own trend. You know, I'm a trendsetter, baby.
We're just so glad to have you on tonight, and thank you so much. You support the Nikki Rich Show. We're truly blessed, and we moving, honey.
Let's get it moving.
We ended with everybody. You know, we're grateful, Gianni. This is doesn't stop here. We're going to take over.
Oh, man, they're not knowing, you guys. You know, like we said, keep up, follow the movement. You know, follow at Miss Nikki Rich, at via Twitter, MissNikkiRich.com, GianniCJValentino.com. Follow us on Instagram. It's a crazy movement, you guys, and it's, you know, we're showing a lot of love, you know, and in order to continue to lay out this foundation, we are definitely looking for you guys for your support as well. And we're going to definitely keep supporting you.
Well, thank you again. Thank you to all the listeners. Thank you to everybody that called in to support the hottest radio station on the planet. We welcome you back anytime. You can check us out Monday through Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Much love to all the listeners. And, again, like Gianni said, we wish you all the best, much love and success. And we end by saying God bless. God bless you all.
Have a good night.